This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's National Guard will be able to continue to assist the state's coronavirus response through the end of the year. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he's glad the Trump administration has agreed to extend the National Guard's call-up to fight the pandemic. Polis says he spoke with Vice President Mike Pence about the amazing and selfless work of the Guard in support of coronavirus testing. The federal government won't pick up the full tab for the extension. Instead, the federal cost share will be 75% for the rest of the year, with nearly all states picking up the rest of the tab. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver health and sheriff's officials say they issued 20 citations over the weekend at businesses that were not following mask or social distancing orders. Some businesses were cited for not posting required signage or exceeding crowd capacities. Health authorities closed down 5 businesses because they had previously been warned or had what were considered egregious violations. A man who police say fired shots during an Elijah McClain demonstration in Aurora last month is facing 4 counts of attempted murder and various assault charges. 23-year-old Samuel Young is currently free on bond after turning himself in. 2 fellow protesters were injured in the shooting. Young is accused of shooting at a Jeep that sped through a crowd of protesters on Interstate 225. The Jeep didn't hit anyone. Its driver has not been arrested. Metro Denver has highs today in the 90s, close to 90 in Colorado Springs this afternoon, and a chance for thunderstorms into this evening. This is CPR News.